Welcome to Kaboom, where every episode sends your whole family on a new adventure. I'm Sam Payne.
And I'm Brian Tanner, and today we've got an exciting archaeological adventure. It was inspired by the writer's trip to the Valley of the Kings in Egypt.
And here it is. Kaboom presents the original audio adventure, Wrath of the Pharaoh.
Hey, Daniel, come look at this. I finally got all the sand off these hieroglyphics.
Oh, Carter, hang on. This will be great for the channel. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Expedition Uncovered channel.
We're still working on the name.
Anyways, we're still in Egypt on our expedition in the Valley of the Kings. We're in the antechamber where my brother Carter just made an insane discovery.
Daniel, zoom in on this panel. These hieroglyphics are almost perfectly preserved. I bet they date back to the time of Pharaoh Amhos I.
Longtime fans will remember Carter's freaky obsession with ancient languages. Hieroglyphics, Coptic, you name it.
I only speak a little Coptic. I can't even conjugate verbs.
Overly modest as always. Tell me, Dr. Carter, can you make anything of these markings?
Pharaoh, tomb, eternal suffering. Something about a curse, I think.
Ooh, an ancient curse. If you think that's impressive, please donate to the channel. All proceeds will help fund this dig.
Every donation helps.
Hey, are you two filming again?
Mom, you just wrecked that take.
You two know the deal. You can only come to the site with me if you're working like everybody else.
Sorry, we'll get back to brushing.
We're just trying to make some money for the dig.
It'd help more if we made a big discovery. Then the foundation wouldn't cut our funding.
They still think this is a fake chamber?
Well, we haven't found anything to prove them wrong. But maybe there's something in these new hieroglyphics. Help me move some of this rubble. This is a collapsed doorway.
I bet there's a passageway behind it.
This discovery could save the dig.
We've gotta record this.
Won't Mom be mad?
Not when the dig goes viral. Guys, Carter and I are about to open a doorway that's been sealed for almost 3,000 years.
4,000 years.
Same thing. Here, pull away that rubble.
These rocks are heavier than I thought. Maybe we should just wait and—
I'm already recording. Just do it.
We should wait for Mom.
Ugh, just hold the phone. I'll do it. Here.
You sure about this?
Just record me.
You made an opening. We can get through.
And we got it on camera. We're gonna be famous.
Whoa, what was that?
Ah, my hand.
What's going on over there?
Mom, we found a doorway.
Mr. Kamal, come quick.
Carter, are you still filming? This, viewers, is our mom, resident archaeologist extraordinaire.
What is happening?
And this is Mr. Kamal. He's in charge of the dig.
Ugh, you're still filming?
Sorry.
Did you say doorway?
Oh yeah, Mr. Kamal. I bet it leads to a tomb.
Let me see. There is definitely a passage behind this. Did you boys move these rocks?
Maybe?
That is incredibly dangerous. Didn't you listen to the safety briefing?
But Mom, there could be an actual tomb in there.
Daniel.
It does look promising, but we will need an excavation team to remove the rest of these stones.
Excavation team? We don't have the funding for that.
But we will, when the foundation hears about this discovery.
Daniel, are you all right? What's wrong with your hand?
It hurts really bad. I don't know what happened.
You've been cursed!
What?
Really?
The hieroglyphics said there was a curse on the tomb.
Not likely. Julia, we need to leave now to catch the foundation CFO before the weekend.
Of course.
Hey, everybody out! We're ending early today.
But Mom, what about the curse?
There is no curse. He just strained his hand lifting those rocks. Go wait in the trailer and I'll find you when I get back.
We should put something on your hand. Come on, Daniel. Here, put this ointment on your hand.
It stings.
What are we gonna do about the curse?
You heard what Mom said. Probably just strained my hand.
A strain wouldn't sting like that. Where's my book?
Your Egyptology book? It's over there. What are you looking for?
There's gotta be a cure. Something.
I don't know, man. I think—
Ow! Daniel! Your hand! It turned to—
Stone! My hand turned to stone! I can't move it! Okay. I might be cursed.
We gotta call Mom.
She's on a desert road. No service.
Right.
What do we do?
My book says... Oh, no.
What?
We have to kill the Pharaoh.
Already dead.
No, we have to kill his spirit. I think you awoke it when you opened the tomb.
Wouldn't his heart and organs be stored in those jar things?
Canopic jars, and yes.
So that's probably where his spirit is. If we destroy the jars, his spirit will die too, right?
You want us to destroy priceless artifacts?
You want me to die?
I mean...
Dude.
No, I don't want you to die.
Then we have no other choice.
We should wait until the adults get back.
The curse is spreading to my wrist.
All right, fine, but I'm going by myself.
You can't leave me turning to stone. And besides, this is gonna be huge for the channel.
That's secondary, though, to saving your life, right?
Let's not put labels on it. Come on, are we doing this or not?
We've gotta be careful. Take that flashlight.
Now you're thinking. Whew, coast is clear. Go hit that generator to turn on the lights.
I'm not sure we can fit through the hole.
We've gotta try. You go first, you're smaller.
Okay, I'll try.
Duck down more. You're gonna hit that rock.
I'm going. Ow. Tight squeeze. I did it. Now you.
Okay, here I go.
My hips, they're stuck. Give me your hand. Your non-stone one.
You're fine.
You're scraping me against the rocks! The doorway's about to collapse!
Oh no!
Gotcha!
Whoa!
That stone almost hit your head.
The Pharaoh really is trying to kill me.
You made a giant hole in the wall.
Yikes. Mom's gonna be so mad.
The world's gonna be mad. We just destroyed a 4,000-year-old wall.
We'll make up for it once we find the tomb. We've gotta keep going.
We've gotta be careful.
Wait,
what?
Welcome back, guys, and guess what? I've been cursed. Check out my stone arm. Pretty freaky, huh?
You're filming? Dude, you're literally dying.
Not without some good footage, I'm not. We're searching for the Pharaoh's tomb so we can kill his spirit and cure me. Oh, shine the light on these hieroglyphics. Look at the vibrant colors.
They're beautiful. They seem to be discussing Osiris and the Book of the Dead.
Whoa. That sound you just heard was a real-life pharaoh, and we're about to face his wrath. Speaking of his wrath, there goes my elbow. I always did want chiseled arms.
How can you joke about this? What's that noise?
It almost sounds like...
Bugs!
What?
Thousands of them.
Ah! I can't see! Shine the light at them!
They're coming right at us!
Ah,
get away!
Ah, ew, they're like flying beetles.
Not beetles, Egyptian scarabs.
They're getting angrier.
Wait, they're not swarming us. They're swarming the phone. Turn it off.
We need the recording.
Sorry.
No, give it back.
I turned off the phone, but they're still after it. I've got to get rid of it.
No, wait.
You want the phone, scarabs? Go get it.
My phone.
It worked. The scarabs are leaving.
Oh, my poor, poor phone.
You had a good screen protector on it, right?
Not that good. Wait, the scarabs aren't even going to it.
Maybe they just didn't want us recording.
Weird.
Hey, look, there's a staircase over there.
I bet it leads to the tomb.
You know what that means.
Oh, yeah.
The
viral
Pharaoh.
Video.
No phone, remember?
Oh, crap. We need it back.
No.
Do you think the scarabs would mind if...
No way. I think the Pharaoh's camera shy.
He'll get over it. Once we break this curse, we're gonna make this place internet famous. Oh, not again.
What was that?
It came from the bottom of the stairs. Shine the light down there.
It's a statue.
An ugly statue. He's got a jackal head.
It just moved.
It's walking up the stairs.
Let's back up. Slowly.
As if he doesn't already see us.
Just back up. The statue stopped.
That's literally the creepiest thing I've ever seen. Is he just gonna stand there?
Let me see. I'm taking a step forward.
He stepped forward, but then he stopped.
I'm going to take another step.
He's only coming closer as we come closer to him.
He's guarding the tomb.
How do we get around him?
We could fight him.
Let's not.
Maybe the hieroglyphics on the wall say something about him.
Can you read anything?
Statue, guardian, follows orders.
What if we just order him to stop? Hey, statue! Go away!
He doesn't speak English.
But then say it in Egyptian.
No one speaks ancient Egyptian. It's been dead for over 1,000 years. But Coptic is kind of similar.
Speak that then.
I only know a few words. Hello, goodbye, how are you?
What about stop?
Maybe Ohaniat? I'm not sure how to pronounce it, though.
It doesn't matter. It's a dumb, dead language.
Dad! He's coming.
But we didn't move.
I don't think he likes you calling his language dumb. Run!
Let's go! He's gaining on us. Tell him to stop.
Here it goes. Ohaniat!
It didn't work. He's right behind us.
Ohaniat!
I can't keep running.
Daniel! Ohaniatif!
It worked. He's frozen again.
Are you okay? You look rough.
The curse is starting on my foot now. It's going on my leg!
You're like a cyborg, except half stone instead of half robot.
I'm gonna look like that statue pretty soon.
Maybe he got cursed too.
Am I gonna get a jackal head too?
Well, we better find the pharaoh before we find out. Come on!
Okay. My right arm's stone, and now my foot is too. It's hard to walk.
Here, let me help you down the stairs.
What are you gonna do? Carry me?
Just lean on me. One more.
Okay. Thanks.
See? We've made it down the stairs.
My knee! I don't think I can do this!
You can't give up now! We've just gotta find the Canopic jars!
Look! End of the hallway!
What? Yeah. Oh! There's the tomb!
We're so close!
We made it! Look! The sarcophagus!
The stone's up to my hip!
Oh no!
It's going up my other leg! I can't walk!
The curse is spreading faster now! Must be because we're in the tomb.
Destroy the Canopic jars and cure me!
The jars are on that table.
Leave me! Go get them!
Fine!
Hurry! The stone's up to my chest!
Just hold on. I'm grabbing a jar. I've gotta break it. What? Wrong?
What?
That's what the pharaoh just said. Wrong.
Who cares? Smash the jar!
No, we have to fix this.
What are you doing? Don't put the jar back!
Our sacrilege broke the sealing rites of his tomb. That's what woke him up.
Sacrilege? What are you talking about?
We recorded his sacred space. We mocked his language, and we trespassed. We need to make things right.
How do we do that?
We can put him back to rest by reading the last rites. They're written in the Book of the Dead.
Well, where's that?
Historically, it's been found...
Where?
With the mummy.
Open the sarcophagus.
I'm trying to. It's so big.
Hurry! The stone's in my neck!
Got it. There's the mummy. The book is in his arms.
Take it!
I'm pulling it out. Got it!
It's reaching my mouth.
Daniel, I'm trying to find the spell. Got it. Doxa, Padre, Enkot. Doxa, Padre, Enkot. The pharaoh is back at peace. Daniel, look. Daniel! Oh no, you're solid as a rock. I'm so sorry. Daniel, the stone is cracking. I'll get you out of there. Come on. You're almost there. Daniel.
I can breathe.
Daniel, you're alive.
You busted me out of the stone. I can move my hands. My legs are back to normal. I'm cured.
We did it. We stopped the curse.
Take that, spirit.
Daniel, have you learned nothing?
I mean, thank you for spaying our lives, Mr. Pharaoh, sir.
Now, help me return the Book of the Dead. Pharaoh, Here's your book. We've got to close the sarcophagus. Encaut. Rest in peace, Pharaoh. We'll be on our way out then, Mr. Pharaoh. Come on, Carter. Fresh air. At last.
Daniel! Carter!
Boys!
Mom! Mr. Kamal!
There was an earthquake and we couldn't find you.
We were in the tomb!
You what?
Daniel started turning to stone while you guys were gone.
So we went through the doorway to kill the Pharaoh.
But the Pharaoh is already dead.
No, the spirit of the Pharaoh.
But we realized that he was just trying to protect his tomb.
I was so focused on getting views for the channel, I didn't see it was a sacred place.
Everyone who enters this tomb needs to take it seriously.
You are so right, Carter. This tomb has so much to teach us about how an ancient people lived, what they believed.
Or at least it will, after the excavation team gets here.
Does that mean you got the funding?
Yes!
Awesome!
Actually, we might not need an excavation team.
There may or may not be a giant hole in the wall now. Sorry.
What?
We have to go assist the damage.
Of course. You two stay here.
Now that we're out of the tomb, do you think the Pharaoh would mind if we took one last video?
It doesn't matter. We don't have a phone.
Actually,
you grab the phone on the way out? You realize we have to delete all the footage.
Yep, doing it now. There, it's all deleted. Does this mean we have to shut down the channel?
Maybe we could use it for something else. Something less clickbaity.
Oh, I have an idea. Hey everyone, Daniel and Carter here. We've decided to turn over a new leaf.
We have?
Yes. So look out for a new series where we uncover the cultures of the past.
Yeah, all their amazing traditions and sacred beliefs.
Because learning is the real adventure.
Dude, that's so cheesy.
Yeah, I know, I'm working on it. And, as always, thanks for watching. Signing off, this is Daniel.
And Carter from...
Expedition Uncovered. You know, I still don't like the name.
It's a mouthful. Expedition Uncovered?
Too many syllables. How about... History Quest? Discoveries of the Past? Indiana Bones.
Tomb Invader.
Archaeology Bros.
Oh.
Hi, my name's Jake Jameson, and I play Daniel in Wrath of the Pharaoh. I really liked the story because it was the story of two brothers. It wasn't just this Tomb Raider-esque kind of thing. It was a lot about like their relationship with each other and with their family, and then also with the Egyptians and with the past. Daniel starts out very, I don't care. I'm just doing this for views.
We've gotta record this.
Won't Mom be mad?
Not when the dig goes viral.
But his brother was kind of there to show him, no. You need to understand this people, this culture, this way of living in order to get yourself out of this situation.
Sacrilege? What are you talking about?
We recorded his sacred space. We mocked his language, and we trespassed. We need to make things right.
How do we do that?
It's this terrifying experience. You can't stay the same that you were before. Something has to change.
Learning is the real adventure.
Dude, that's so cheesy.
Yeah, I know, I'm working on it.
Overall, it was so much fun to do. I hope you enjoyed it.
Thank you, Jake. We loved hearing from him, and we love hearing from you. We got this review on Apple Podcasts from a listener with the username Swifts and Starlings that said, so good. There are four O's on that so. Love it. Keep up the good work. Triple exclamation mark and three thumbs up emojis. Man, I can hardly believe it. Thank you so much, Swifts and Starlings. We hope you leave us a review too on our Apple Podcast, YouTube, or Spotify channels. Reviews really do help people find the show. And who knows, we just might read your comment out right here on Kaboom.
Now, here's a preview of our next episode, an original audio adventure called Phoenix Fire.
There's something highly irregular that I need to show you.
Trent and his forest ranger mom are surprised when a mysterious new creature appears.
It's a phoenix!
A phoenix.
But they soon find it can't be controlled. It's up to Trent to catch it before it does major damage.
Is it supposed to burst into flames like that? Oh!
Wrath of the Pharaoh was written by Kay Hendrickson and directed by Brian Tanner. The cast included Jake Jameson as Daniel, Sam Smith as Carter, Julie Rose as Daniel and Carter's mom Julia, and Monir Al-Halabi as both Ahmed Kamal and the voice of the Pharaoh.
Julie Rose's regular gig is hosting a couple of podcasts for BYU Radio. Top of Mind with Julie Rose is one, and the other one is called Uncomfy. And you'll hear thoughtful conversations unpacking important topics on both shows. Julie's fantastic, and you can check those podcasts out wherever you're listening to this podcast.
The sound team for this episode was led by Trent Reimschussel, with engineering and dialogue editing by Kiplin Merrill and Kevin West, music editing by Kiplin Merrill, and sound design and mixing by Kevin West. This episode was produced by Brian Tanner, Kay Hendrickson, Wendy Folsom, and Sam Payne.
The Kaboom writing team includes Kay Hendrickson, Tristan Schetzel, and Nico Wetzel. Our theme music was written by Sam Clawson. For more great storytelling for families, check out our companion podcast, The Appleseed, available wherever you get your podcasts. Kaboom is a production of BYU Radio.